the gold. Motherfucker. Well, what about you? How you doing?
Yo.
Hello.
What are you looking at?
Oh, we're just looking at our stories. Me and Lee are going to do a wee double team later on.
Oh, right.
You're just giggling, like just sitting there like the little girls.
What are you doing in your spare time? Double team. He's going in for a wee bit of WWF wrestling or something like that.
No, it's WWE. You can't call it WWF because then the World Wildlife Federation get angry.
Which is kind of ironic.
That wee panda can run and knock you out.
What stories are you going to be talking about? Yep. Technically are fighting for the WWF then.
We are, yep.
Oh, yeah.
This is the last podcast of the season.
No.
Season 2, already over.
I know.
Where does the time go?
We 19 episodes.
Uh-huh. As he scoffs an egg sandwich.
Kudos to your mum for the... Should we describe the banquet?
I'll even take a wee photograph of it,
Glad that you described it as a banquet. It usually is egg described sandwich, as a spread.
Croissant.
The usual jokes then are told.
Croissants with prawns.
About my mother's excellent spread.
Biker's crisps, amongst other things.
He's just in silence going... Wow.
I just took a wee photograph. I'm going to put
that
on
the website. Just had dinner as well, so.
Yeah.
I just had half a cow and I'm still eating away at this.
Yeah, I literally drove halfway across the country. Well, it's not that far. It feels really far away.
Where?
The Loch Shore.
What? Halfway across the country?
It's not. You just up the motorway?
The sat nav, which we discovered was missing a bit of the road from 3 years ago. So, no one. It took me ages to get to my friend's house earlier. Anyway, we're talking absolute nonsense. It's myself, Niall McGuinness, with
Chris Ellis.
And
One of you can do it for me.
Anyone?
After
no?
you,
I'm
sir.
Dan.
After
I
you.
Lee Forgy.
Oh, really? Oh, that's awful nice. Yeah.
Forgy and Country!
See, there you go.
And obviously, we've done.
Nick.
There you go. Four people on the podcast.
Oh, from previous attempts at this, it's been very...
tits up.
Tits up, right, yeah.
Season
confusing.
One. Yeah. What happened? You drank loads of football special and went absolutely Brillo bananas. Like.
I could probably do with some right now.
you should have had a coffee.
Need to
do you want to be Lucozid?
No, I've already had a Lucozid and tea and juice and all today.
You offered food stacks, different things, stuff in your face.
Essentially, that's what the McGuinnesses do. Bring you in.
This has turned into a Terry Wogan broadcast. Like.
Anyway. Boo. Not Terry Wogan. No.
Sure, with Terry Wogan.
Everything.
He's a traitor.
Awesome.
When I worked at the BBC, every other complaint was either, I hate Chris Evans, where's Terry Wogan? Or, I hate Terry Wogan.
Where's Chris Evans?
I'm so glad that he's gone. Where's Chris Evans?
Terry Wogan was a scholar and a saint, and you leave him alone.
And no one outside of the UK will know what we're talking about right now. Yeah. Anyway, right, so a couple of shout-outs. Might as well do them early on in the podcast. Do you have any?
No.
Yeah, I do. shout-out.
Lee, we might have as well just recorded with three people. You're just like, no.
Oh, don't worry. Maybe. Conserving my energy.
Okay.
He'll bounce back.
He's like that wee Chinese or the Japanese guy in The Simpsons that doesn't do anything. And then whenever Homer turns his back, he kicks someone through a window. Remember that episode?
Oh, yeah.
He's going to do something.
Watch this space.
Yes, I have a shout out to Kelly, who I believe is from the lovely land of Brum, who provided me
the same as the wee TV show.
No, not the same store.
That wee dick?
That wee spinny car thing?
No, from Birmingham.
But okay.
It was Brum from Birmingham?
Birmingham? Yeah, he was, yeah.
All right, yeah, well, from the land of Brum then. At least I believe she's in the land of Brum.
Right.
He provided me the story for this week, so hello.
Okay, thanks very much for that. I sort of threw up on Facebook earlier about, you know, did anybody want to shout out? And our friend, Matt Allen, your long-term friend.
What? Alex. Makes it sound a bit more than it is.
Your life partner.
Yes, a friend of mine, yes.
He was like, you have to talk about that skateboarding priest.
That's right.
I'm hungry. Have you seen him?
No.
It was weird. Like, I linked our friend Noreen, mm-hmm. who's on the podcast a couple of weeks ago. I linked to her a video of it when there was, like, no views on it. I just happened to...
Stumble across it,
and then,
yeah.
Like, it was all over the news. I was like, all right, then. I suppose that's how YouTube works. One person clicks, and then we all click.
You posted it to me, and, like, I was like, right, he's just skateboarding. What's going on? I suppose that's pretty cool for a piece of skateboard. Then I saw cars in the background. I thought he was going to get scrubbed by a car or something.
Was this just
hold on, he's going to get what?
Scrubbed by a car.
Oh, scrubbed?
Where was he skateboarding? Was he skateboarding with a bunch of kids?
Yeah. I was like,
is this his way of getting close to the kids?
Well, this is then what the conversation ensued between Matt Allen and I. I was like, well, okay, that's all right. Well, what would we talk about? And he said, quote unquote, he's spreading the word by grinding on his board rather than spreading kids' legs and grinding on them.
Oh, oh. Disgusting.
It's perfectly appropriate.
That's Matt for you.
And I just replied with, well, at least he's playing with the skateboard and not the kids.
Hey.
So, yeah, so we shout out for him. A guy I used to work with, Aaron, said he's got a band, The Book Club. Book Club, check them out on Facebook. He didn't give me any music, so I'm going to sing a song instead. The Book Club.
This week.
Some books.
This week we'll be reading The God Delusion.
Here, speaking of the book club, I know you ever watched a show like 10 years ago called The Book Group, which was rerun recently.
Is that this one that was set in Scotland that was really gross?
Yeah.
Oh. It was like the people in the wheelchairs getting it on. So.
Aye.
Yeah.
Aye, that was really good.
That was a disgusting show.
Oh, but it was great.
Are you only saying it because it's out of Scotland?
There's a
no, but it was really good. I had, what do you call her, Amber from House, like
you
10 years ago.
WD-40 for your, your wheels.
Well, none of you live in Scotland, but you can both do Scottish accents and I can't.
Both? There's three of us here.
Well, you're not
you're
participating
you're
in this podcast event. Yet.
You're looking, going, what?
Can you do a Scottish accent?
Not right now.
All
right,
fine.
Not right now, but possibly later.
Not right now.
Last shout out is for Mark Dunn, friend of the Flowercast. He runs a website called Gigging NI, and he kind of hit me with like 5 gigs. He was like, blah, 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 and I was like, you know what? I'm too tired to shout them all out.
Yep.
And yeah. So, Mark Dunn, check out the. Just Mark Dunn on your own. Check out Gigging NI. No, everyone check out Gigging NI. It's all the gigs coming up in Northern Ireland.
There, we've done that part. Let's move on to the next.
Oh,
blimpumch.
We've marked his cards.
I love puns.
Puntastic.
Oh, he's got it.
Before I have
a fuck, sorry. He just got it. Poor Leeds. Poor Leeds. We went slow today.
Ailis, you like puns?
I do indeed.
Well, a very good friend of mine sent me like a wee well-wish card, you know, for moving away and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Right? So the front of the card is, there you go. You're so saucy.
And there's a bottle
of ketchup, right?
Oh, that's great.
Right? What does it say inside? It said, I think we should catch up more.
Often.
Oh,
brilliant.
No.
And then there's a wee hot dog, giving it stack. Oh, Lon, what's he doing with his tongue, though? Look at that.
He's doing a bit of a Gene Simmons from Kiss tongue there.
Or he's poking.
Or he's poking.
Going to be the dodgy hot dog that dude ate in that
stadium. He looking to catch up?
Aye.
Sexy, saucy catch up? No, not to demean the card. The card is lovely. It was very nice.
It's a very high quality card, I'll give it that.
Becky Weber always does high quality. It sounded completely wrong. Sorry, Becky.
I'd like to meet this Becky.
You, I think, have. Anyway.
Sure, my thoughts.
Whoa.
Bottle, my sauce bottle.
Sauce bottle, tomato.
Nando's.
Hot sauce.
What?
Anyway.
Hi.
He's just like, what?
I've one more shout out I've got to do. Shout out to Joey Barton.
Here
finally
we go.
Getting the shave off his mustache.
Oh, why?
And opening the scoring against
Joey Barton officially.
And this is not coming from me because I'm not a big football fan, but Jimmy, my housemate, has told me who is a Geordie.
He doesn't deserve to tell you to say what what to say on the podcast. He doesn't even listen.
He does listen.
Aye, right.
And the only retort I can give to that is 6-0.
People don't know, I support Aston Villa, they're from Birmingham, and they got beaten 6-0 today by a shit team. I went right there. I didn't even bother like trying to be constructive.
No,
like,
you just...
You're shit. Yeah,
you're shit.
Better? Yeah, very.
Right, as some of you may know, Flabbercast listeners who know me, and ones that don't know me may have figured out by now, I am ever watchful and vigilant.
What a silly intro. For those of you who don't know me, and for those of you who do.
Shut up. Stop interrupting, okay? Sit back and eat your sandwich.
That's what he does.
That's literally my job.
I know it is, but shut up and eat your sandwich.
I introduce the thing, and then
constant
I be
flow here.
A sarky bastard.
You know, I'm doing my whole journalism piece. This is a serious
piece
of journalism
and
information.
Is this the time to interrupt him? Just talk over the top of you?
Bite me.
And Lee just gnawing his hand. Get me out of here.
He just slowly going mad in the corner.
Right.
Okay, so you've turned up.
I am ever watchful and vigilant to the threat of zombies.
I think he's written a speech.
You are.
I am.
Are
as
you?
You know.
Yes.
Jesus Jesus, I have a zombie prepared kit and everything. I have my escape route planned. Where are you going in the event of zombie invasion?
Well, it'll never happen, so...
Shut up, you don't know that. And this is, and I have evidence here of zombie invasion impending.
By the way, anybody who's...
I'm not a zombie, Nick, I'm just tired.
Well, for every point you have, I'm going to make a point against it, okay? And
can I just say that if any, any you know, budding B-movie makers are out there, Nicky's just auditioned right there.
Move over, Bruce Campbell.
All you just said to his robot was just shut up.
Straight to the point here. For all of you that said that could never happen, it is happening.
Right, okay.
There in the animal kingdom right now.
Right, okay. Carry on.
A fungus can by I just the say, name though, of... Right, on. Hang on. I've written this out phonetically here, so let me get this out. Come on.
Look at the
of
that paper.
I don't know what letter that is. Oh, that's not a letter, it's a hyphen.
Here, Lee, you've been away for a few of Nicky's podcasts, but he's been turned up with this infamous piece of paper.
Yeah, the return of the piece. This is a full piece now, this is no longer a scrap.
It's only because I give it to you. It's an A4 piece of paper.
Yes.
If I could give you two pieces.
Right, let me get this out. This is the name of the fungus. It's called Ophiocordyceps unilateralis.
Right, okay.
That is the name. This story
it begins with Ophi. Yeah.
Let's get down the Ophi, lads, and get
what
drunk.
What this fungus does... And apparently, it's now the scientists discovered it's been around for 48 million years.
Okay, it's pretty old.
It's pretty old fungus. Is that it infects ants?
I wouldn't stick that in the pizza, like
no funky fungus.
I don't know how good it tastes or what, but basically, it infects ants.
Where's my taste?
It goes into their brain, and it takes over the ant.
Uh huh.
And it tells the ant. It forces the ant against its will.
No, hold on. It doesn't tell it. It doesn't whisper in its ear going,
the ants have ears?
Well, you don't know because you don't know what the ant hears.
The ants don't have ears, I don't think.
Listen, fuck the rest of them. Don't see when they all lift that baguette. Run. And it'll fall on the rest of them. Stuff like that.
Well, you don't know because they may hear, but what happens if a human were to get infected with it? Probably.
Nile. No, the point I'm making is a fungus doesn't... it's not... culpable for an ant's actions.
Are you hitting that paper? What paper did you?
This is my stomp.
Look, this isn't,
listen.
This isn't Resident Evil and the T-Virus here, come on.
This fungus, it takes over the brain of the ant, and it forces the ant to climb as high as possible into a tree, to climb the underside of a leaf, and force its jaws into the stem of the leaf, into the juicy part, and it, like... to beyond the point
that's
where the ant can get
that's
out.
That's a specific piece of programming. Yeah.
And then the ant, it then kills the ant, and then the fungus grows out of the head of the ant and reproduces that way and infects yet more ants.
What about the uncles?
This is the sound of me beating Lee to death.
Now we know why he was so quiet. He was just waiting for it.
It's zombie fungus!
And I looked it up there. Ants do not have ears. They feel vibrations. That's how they get around.
Awesome.
So it would send an
a good vibration. Or a bad vibration in this sense.
Bad vibrations.
So these are zombie ants. What makes them zombies? Do they
eat
other ants? Or?
Well, no, because they piss off.
And they're not zombies. They're just really stupid ants.
So that technically makes me a zombie because I'm pissing off deliberately.
It's mind control. And the point is
it's
that
not mind
we thought it is mind control.
But zombies aren't mind control.
It's not Mentok, the mind taker from Harvey Birdman. No,
hang on a second. This fungus takes over the brain and kills its victim, then grows more. Right? It is going to eventually, right? Given enough time, I know it's had 48 million years,
it's
not already.
Being.
But given
stop
enough time, it can
over.
Take over. It does.
No, but like, listen to me. The definition of a zombie, right, is to, eat other things, right?
The living dead.
Yeah, so you're going after other things, but this fungus grows in the ant dies, then the fungus grows again.
Well, the ant is essentially brain dead, the body is alive, it's brain dead, so it's the living dead.
But it's not attacking other things, it's not spreading.
Yeah, but it's only a matter of time!
A zombie is a creature that appears in books, films, and popular culture, it's typically a reanimated
Are you reading this off of Wikipedia?
Being,
is this Wikipedia?
Being controlled by... someone else by use of magic.
Is this Wikipedia? When has magic ever come into...
Stories of zombies originated from Western African spiritual belief system of voodoo, which told of the people being controlled as labourers of a powerful wizard.
Ooh, wizard.
I have never, ever seen zombies in the context of a wizard.
Zombies became a popular device in modern horror fiction, largely because of the success of George A. Romero's 1968 film, Night of the Living Dead. Continue with your argument.
There you go. So ants aren't zombies.
They're living dead.
Well, he's left a picture on my MacBook, and it's literally just like a stick growing out of his head.
Yeah. It's sinister. It's insidious. It's brought the zombie invasion.
Hold on, it's had 48 million years.
Yeah,
and that's the best it can do. A stick growing out of his head.
It's a start. You gotta see the bigger picture.
So we've what? By the time 48 million other years come around, we'll all be gone. It doesn't matter what takes over an ant's head or what the ants do. We'll be dead.
If it combines with rabies, we're fucked. See, rabies is almost the rage virus.
Almost. Here,
is there a dating website for like funguses and diseases? Read it out. I command you to read it out again.
Ophiocordyceps unilateralis
seeks rabies. For a weekend
world,
away.
For world domination.
And possible walks on beach.
There's drop down boxes, yeah, it's world domination. Pina coladas, dancing in the rain.
No fat chicks.
No fat rabies apply.
So, right. Now, as I started to do a bit of editing, there was a heated debate about zombies.
Right, because there's an article on cracked.com, great website. And they said that a zombie invasion could never happen because of like certain things, like animals would eat the zombies because they're undead, or they would die because of overexposure, or you know, things like that. But
I'm just watching Lee. I don't know why he's holding his, like, it looks like the temple. He's looking at Nikki, going,
"This is a stress.
If this fungus
look.
Can take over ants, I'm gonna have a go at taking over Nikki." And his eyes were even narrowing and everything. Proper
it
concentration.
It is distressed. Look, get this man more tea. But yeah, but then if you have the 28 days later zombies.
More tea or ghee? For ghee and country.
I like the zombies that run.
Yeah.
Die, we're
and
all
are aggressive and are like.
Yeah, if we get those kind of
we're
zombies,
fucked.
We're fucked, yeah.
But it's the normal zombies, you know, go up a flight of stairs and you're fine.
Right, when we all used to work together, we would spend, because there weren't that many customers, Alice.
No.
Just spend having,
I didn't
like
used to
lot.
Work with you.
What, sorry?
I didn't used to work with you.
I said, oh,
I
used to work.
I was left out.
Yeah, whatever. You do work with us? You work with us on the Flowercast.
Yes, I know. I know where this is going. This is the, if there was a zombie apocalypse, what would you bring to the table if you were in a group of four people?
Yep.
Oh.
Well,
so what?
Well, there's four people here. We're at a table.
Yeah. What have you brought?
What
would you bring?
Currently a microphone and an egg sandwich.
It's going to be a smelly microphone after you've finished. No, what would you bring? Like, say somebody would be good at certain things.
I would bring my mild improvisation and engineering skills.
There we go.
To make traps.
It's very precise.
Hold on.
Traps? What kind of traps?
Mild improv slash what was the other thing?
Engineering.
Right, so is it improv as in like skits?
No, as in
where you pick up like a zombie hand and go to shake my hand, you go, oh, it's a zombie hand. Stuff like that.
No. As in like making weapons out of dick all, basically.
Right,
and
with your
setting
dick.
Traps.
Here's my dick.
Well, I guess.
out of zombie dick.
Do you just hang your dick out the window and they all run out?
Yeah. Brain.
Yes. Hold on, there's a brain in your dick.
Yeah.
What?
That's what he thinks with.
Exactly.
Oh, you heard the way he talks?
Yeah, I suppose.
See,
that's people think that this is, you know, me being, you know, all rude and that, but I'm being polite on the podcast.
It's true, he is. So you would bring that to the table? That's quite a good quality to have.
Lee?
Hold on, you still haven't explained the word of these traps. Why are you
trapping a zombie?
You just want to kill it dead?
Yeah, but you want to, like a killing trap, like a booby trap or something like that.
Booby.
So you're like you're like some sort of like tripwire, and then you know axe comes swinging down from ceiling, takes head off zombie.
Hold on,
tripwire, the fucking house from Cluedo.
Tripwire, axe.
Yeah, you can just use string for fuck's sake as tripwire.
If you just slash at them with the axe, that's fine.
Yeah, well, say you don't have an axe, say like we have a.
Where are you getting the axe from?
I know you have a. You know, because I thought of all these, because whenever we lived in that, remember 5G, so we lived five floors up, and there was an axe there, and that's what I remember.
Was it?
That.
Like a fire axe?
Yeah,
was a fire axe. Why did we not play with that?
I don't
know. Wait,
why did you not destroy stuff with that?
Well, to be fair, I was doing fine with an iron, so.
That's true.
You know, Hulk Hogan and the iron.
See, cause there's another thing, power cable cords, you could use them as like, you know, kind of mace style things. They're pretty strong. You can get heavy shit in the end of them, you know. I could improvise you a mace.
He's really has thought about this.
I have. I know my escape route.
Right,
what's yours?
You've had time to think.
What would you bring, Lee?
I just bring my devilish good looks.
Yeah, well, you know, that's true, because for every four people, you need at least one good-looking fella who's going to survive.
To repopulate the human race.
Yep, and then you'll be like the poster boy for, we can beat the zombies later on.
While flicking your luscious long hair.
Yep.
Okay.
And then they'll build statues of you in the new, like,
I thought
world.
You were going to say you'd bring straight
holding my mace.
This is a
well,
good
it's
idea.
All part of the plan.
And then you can burn the zombies with your straighteners.
I'm not getting that fucking close to them.
Inside the house.
No, they wouldn't attack you. They'd be like, God, his hair is very shiny.
That's right. Just mesmerise them with my hair.
And then by that stage, Nicky would run up behind them with a makeshift axe and cut their heads off anyway, so you'd be fine. And I reckon you, I'm going to assign what you're there for.
Right.
You would bring comedy situations.
I would be the dick.
We would be a levity.
You would be you'd be the one that we go to for a bit of a laugh whenever we're, you know, falling apart, pretty much.
I can accept that.
Yeah. Like, say if you were to use a fire extinguisher to hose one to death, you go, oh, looks like he couldn't stand the pressure. Something like that.
Or shout, simmer down.
Simmer down.
Down. Simmer down. <minute. laughs> And then we would give away our position because the zombies would hear us laughing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
High-fiving and whatnot.
Yes.
Before you tell us yours, Ellis, a guy we worked with, Jamie, simple answer was he'd bring mayonnaise.
Yep.
Because zombies would be like, oh, fucking hell, that's horrible.
Mayonnaise.
Boo, mayonnaise is delicious.
Oh, it does.
Well, Ellis, what would you bring?
I don't know, this is the thing.
You still
I
know?
Said this question and I have
you'd bring Photoshop. Thing. Oh, it would look cooler.
Bring Photoshop, yep. I'm the poster boy maker for Lee. Something like that.
Nice.
No, I don't know what I'd bring.
So can I just point out that you all are essentially fucking useless, apart from
you
me.
You would bring leadership?
I would bring my sheer brute strength to hold off the zombies.
Oh, right.
Lads, it's all right. Yous go on ahead. I'll stay and hold them off.
I'd actually bring my acting abilities and pretend to be a zombie and see if that would get me past them.
Like Shaun of the Dead.
Like Shaun of the Dead.
Bill Murray style in Zombieland?
Yep.
Good times.
That's my zombie impression.
You're definitely getting munched. It just sounds like somebody with asthma.
It sounds like me now.
What's your zombie impression?
Well, it wouldn't make much noise.
No, that's going to degrade the fucking grunting. It's essentially just grunting now. You're right, Lee, that really didn't scream zombie, that thing there. It's a 60s zombie. Doing the twist.
When I'm not eating brains, I'm getting funky. And then they would make a dance move called the funky zombie or something.
Would it be like a reiteration of like the Funky Gibbon by... Do you know that song?
Yes.
Should be the funky zombies funky like the Thriller Gibbon. Video?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Only funkier.
it kind of will... lead into which you need to create a theme tune for your section of the podcast.
Oh yes, we have a section.
Surprise section later.
Surprise section?
Surprise!
A rape section?
Whoa.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Anyway.
Given the content of our corner, no, there'll be no ripping, you know. Unless you want to die.
Given the content of our corner. Like a peruse our corner. Apparently, right, because I was just generally reading through Tinder webs to get a story today, and like it was brilliantly just put. I don't know if you read about the woolly mammoths.
Yeah,
it's brilliant. Pretty much scientists, like, they've been studying, you know, where they go and all. They've pretty much just went, they ran out of grass.
I read that. There's like, it got you know, a bit hotter, and they, instead of going south where it was grassy, they went
the
north.
Woolly mammoths got hotter.
No, the climate got hotter. The climate changed and the ice caps retreated, so it became grassy down south and stayed cold up north. And because the woolly mammoths were used to snow, they're like, what's all this green shit? Fuck. We better go that way. And they went...
You literally dropped science. I was trying to be funny. And you just came in like... You're like
It helps to be realistic sometimes. Put things in perspective.
I bring the facts.
Also bring the zombie apocalypse. Facts. Realism.
Yep.
There was a couple of other things as well. Scottish scientists brewed up whiskey biofuel.
Yeah, I heard about that in Edinburgh, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Everything he says, you're going to just go, yeah.
I know this shit? Because you sit at home and look up Google.
I reckon he does use Twitter, and he's got Scotland as his Twitter. And like every fact about Scotland comes up.
Has anybody set up a Twitter page on behalf of a country?
Does it tweet in, like, Scottish?
Tweet!
Tweety bird here, hello! Halloween, tweet, tweet, yes, leg!
What? Is that the famous grouse sounds like?
It spends the first, like, it spends the first, like, line, like, the first 100 characters trying to say it's about to tweet. Going, ah, I'm gonna fucking tweet like a wee bird here! Oh, you dirty bitch!
Where was this going?
So yeah, there you
whiskey, go. Whiskey, whiskey, Biofuel.
Whiskey. Yeah. So basically, whiskey that can use it to run ordinary cars.
Right. I'm going to clarify this because it's not, and this is great all round. What are you looking over there for?
Oh, I thought I heard an iPod. No, oh, sort of like when you hear an iPod on in a coat or something.
It doesn't have to be an iPod. It could be a generic MP3 player.
It could be, yep.
It's not the whiskey that runs
what
the car.
What am I, the BBC?
Shut up! It's not the whiskey that runs the car. It's the leftover byproduct that runs the car. And it can be used in a petrol engine without conversion.
I have something to point out as well. Obviously, it's not the whiskey.
Yeah.
That, what word did you use?
That runs the car.
Yeah, it's not the, it's not, you're like, it's the whiskey at the wheel. Wee bottle of whiskey, give it stacks.
Looks like that saucy bottle or anything. Only
with whiskey in it, not sauce.
You're so whiskey.
But the point is that it'll bring down both petrol and whiskey prices, which as far as I'm concerned, is good.
Yes! Let's drive really fast to the off-license and buy whiskey.
I suppose the two aren't mutually exclusive.
No.
In Scotland, anyway.
Yeah, I'm doing like a little sort of roundup of things that I found. The French are annoyed this week.
Oh,
hooray!
I wonder what.
Are they gypsies? Are they annoyed, Ellis? Did they finally listen to that podcast where he declared
war? There's going to be a Facebook page set up about French people hitting you.
Yeah, that'd be all right. Yeah. And they'll get a picture of me in my finest moment, I'm sure.
You can come visit me in
Liverpool.
I'll drive you to
beer pong or something.
What?
It'll be like me falling over or something. And they'll use that as their...
Or are you kicking over bins last week and then trying to set me on fire, you fuckhead?
I was not responsible for my actions. I hadn't drank.
Do you remember any of that?
No.
Yeah, him walking up a certain street, kicking over bins, and then putting... He found traffic cones, blocked the road off with
versus
the traffic cones.
Versus the same night I did wreck.
And then you threw your fag at me. And I didn't... I was unaware you smoked.
There's no way to speak
probably
with
don't.
Boyfriend.
Yeah.
What?
I probably don't. Did I apologise?
Not at the time, no.
No.
Yes, he did.
Did he?
He tried to put it out.
Oh, yeah.
Risking life and limb.
And then stumbled off somewhere else.
Boozed off.
To be fair, I was drinking Stella.
I was pretty sober and annoyed at that point.
Not having any.
Well, I apologise on behalf of past Ellis and his misdemeanors.
That's fine.
He's not a nice guy.
I accept.
Who's misdemeanor?
Don't know. Probably punched him that night as well.
Him? Aye. Is it a tranny?
Aye.
Cooey, I'm misdemeanor!
Shut up!
Right, okay.
See, when you go over to Liverpool, you should so make that your alter ego and present like some sort of cabaret night.
Misdemeanor.
Hey, lads, what we having for dinner tonight? Mince. with the mincing hand put in there for...
So what are France annoyed about? We go on so many tangents, somebody has to keep track.
McDonald's signed up with the lads who made, do you remember Asterix and Obelix? And all
yeah.
That?
Aye.
So instead of having their banquet, there's an ad going in France now. Instead of them just having their big Viking banquet, they're in McDonald's, chowing down on McDonald's. So
as
it's like
do.
The Last Supper, except with Asterix characters, and, well, it's not the Last Supper, because then... Jesus would be like, wait a minute.
Can I throw a wee link here?
No,
Vikings are essentially the spies of their day. Because they just went raping and pillaging and, you know, generally dicking
about. I don't think spies go raping and pillaging.
I don't think they do that.
Well, they generally cause havoc.
They're not clever enough to be that organised.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Quite funny to see a longboat appearing with spies getting off it, though.
That's a fucking long trip.
Besides, they couldn't grow beards either. They grow wee bumps off tashes.
Alright, yeah, you've effectively just torpedoed my point.
No.
I was going to make a link there with, like, spies eating McDonald's, Vikings eating McDonald's.
It wouldn't be a longboat. It'd be, like, their mass people carrier that they borrowed.
Big
like
party bus.
Hey, Bob, will you put me on the insurance, please?
We go ripping and pillaging.
Certainly, son.
Hold on.
Be like, no, fuck off.
Shut up, Chanto, I'm not putting you on it, you dirty beast.
We should just do a separate podcast about impressions of things.
Such a silly word from Belfast, dirty bass. But yeah, no, so they're really annoyed because obviously, like, you know, Asterix and Obelix were big.
Big.
In France.
Cultural.
Yes, they were culturally important, and obviously they were all, like, they were up at the Olympics and stuff.
It was about
being strong and being powerful.
Yeah.
But then it's just the big fat one shining down at McDonald's.
Aye.
And I'm just thinking it's encouraging hysteria.
If you go to McDonald's, you'll be fat and ginger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ouch. That's not really an advertisement.
Ooh. You just picked a hole.
That's like foot and mouth.
Actually, that's the challenge then for the end of the podcast. Right.
Challenge accepted.
You have to think of an inappropriate McDonald's ad for a country.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. That's one for you to think about. Okay. He's like, oh, I'm just not going to listen and think about that for the rest of the podcast. Who he faced is like, duh. Silly conversation point off microphone. Derek, I'm going to explain it. I'm going to look at you, I don't know why, because you were here. But when you, like, try and, like, I don't know, change the ads or change, like, turn the lights off and stuff with your mind.
Yep.
Yeah, we've all tried it. Yeah.
Yep.
You were trying to take
away I was telling you the story earlier on about my little cousin.
What?
My little cousin who's taken to watching the Fantastic Four and then yelling at light switches, flame on.
Yeah.
And hoping they turn
it off. Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah. So the phone was ringing in my house and I was trying to turn it off and I got it by, I was one ring out and you came up with a valid point that it was probably lag.
Yeah.
Then Lee asked the question, ask it again.
Do magicians suffer, if I can even speak, I'm fucking suffering from lag. Do magicians suffer from lag?
Do magicians suffer from lag?
You asked it like an excited child, like a Q&A for like, the, what do you call it, the magician's round table.
Hi, I'm Lee from the Flabbercast, and in episode 4, in the bit where you're fighting the dragon, did you suffer from lag, Merlin?
Hang on, are we talking about like wizards? I thought we were talking about, you know, like
you're
people
wizard,
on stage.
Those sort of magicians,
like David Copperfield.
Oh yeah,
it's gonna be really, really embarrassing, you know, if you're like trying to make a Great Wall of China disappear or walk through the Great Wall. Or what was he did? Did he walk through the Great Wall of China? Or no, he made the Statue of Liberty disappear. Like, it'd be really embarrassing if he takes the sheet down and the Statue of Liberty's still there. He's like, shit, it's still there, and a second later it just disappears.
Sorry, what episode was this?
David Copperfield made the. The Statue of Liberty disappear, and then he walked through the Great Wall of China. Apparently, it was some mirrors or some shit.
Yeah, smoking mirrors. It's always smoking mirrors.
But can you imagine, though, if there was lag there? Like, it fell. Oh, shit, it's still there. Oh, wait, no, it's gone.
Everybody, like,
wait.
There we go.
The biggest magic trick, or the best magic trick, in my opinion, is the fact that Paul Daniels pulled Debbie McGee.
That was some magic trick.
Oh, what was his catchphrase? Was it just literally, that's magic?
Probably.
Yeah, was that magic or something? Yeah.
They used to endorse some really strange products.
They're doing, like, cash for phone adverts now.
Yeah, it's awful.
Wonga!
officially the end of your
career. Who invented that word, wonga? What does it mean?
Hello, I'm Lee from the Flabbercast, and I'd like to know who invented the word wonga.
Pretty sure it's from the 80s, you know, like, in the era of cocaine and fucking stock markets. You know, and they're all walking around going, wonga! Can you not picture the guys in their stupid ass pit site suits down in the Docklands
back.
In London, like going, wong.
You think you've just killed Nala?
Right, sorry.
My work here is done.
So, whoa. Explain, right. 80s, right?
Yeah, you don't see like all the stock market. The guys that like, use car salesmen with their grease.
I would put a twinkle in my father's eye.
Yeah, exactly. And then walking around going, wong.
Strawberry champagne.
Whoa, Mr. Vulgar here.
Sorry.
Twinkle.
Oh mercy.
Leave my dad's ball bag out. I can't believe I just said that.
Which is a sentence you thought you'd never have to say.
I don't even want you to explain this.
I don't know. It's just in my mind.
Stock market.
Wonga.
Wonga.
I'm sleepy. It's Sunday. Leave me alone.
That's what he did during the '80s. He just had coke and we packed
a
crisp.
Was it?
Coke
and a packet of crisps.
Was that watched the stock market? You watched the money program? Done, or what did you call it? Working lunch? I used to love watching that because of the intro. It was a big shark. He was class looking. Just going, I'm going to eat you.
Did he say Wonga?
He's like going through the sea and just turned to the camera and went, "Wonga!" really loudly.
And then got speared by a Japanese fisherman.
Or Bear Grylls.
Or Bear Grylls. Speaking of bears.
Well, that's what I was about to say. I demand that I'm just going to play a random sting, and I demand that you sing over the top of it, improvised.
Oh, fuck.
For your intro to what will be known as Bear Corner.
Okay, I'll give it a go.
It's Bear Corner.
Big and hairy administration attracts them. Bear Corner. There we go. What? Challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted. Feel free to anyone to throw down a challenge mid-podcast. Remember the wee McDonald's challenge is still...
It's still looming.
Up there.
Yes, but welcome to the first and probably last Bear Corner in association with the Flabbercast.
One-off BBC special.
Yes, a one-off special. This week we'll mostly be talking about bears.
Is this because we're doing it on a Sunday? Yes. It's like there's no taking out
on the guide on like you'd be flicking through your TV going, "I wonder what's on tonight." You'd be like, "Oh yeah, Bear Corner." It's like, and then it's, you know, to show how many episodes, brackets 1/1, meaning one episode.
Just like Shark Week on the Silver Channel, it was mostly about cranes.
Yeah. before we go into the stories of, you know, bears as in the big and fluffy type that maul you. There was an advert on TV a while ago for, I think it was for the Discovery Channel, or I couldn't, well, the problem was I couldn't remember what channel it was on. I was like, "Oh yeah, Bear Week." You know, a week of bear documentaries.
National Geographic.
Well, that's it. Well, there we go. I didn't know this, and I searched in the Google Bear Week. Now, a bear is also a term used to describe a hairy homosexual man.
We've discussed this before, because I told you that, and you were like, "How do you know that?" And I was like, I couldn't explain.
Well, let's just say...
I was like, "Oh yeah, Bear Week, from this date to this date," and clicked it, and it was just all these topless hairy men, like, saying, you know, "If you want to get tickets to Bear Week..." Well, they weren't actually saying to me, it was just like them standing about on a website.
Hey, Lee!
And you were like, "No!"
Well, that means to say that this is Bear Week in... Not Bear Week. This is Bear Corner. But not that kind of bear.
But the original quote was, "This is Bear Corner, and mostly we're going to talk about bears."
Let's move on to our first bear-related story. Okay, Bear Guards Cannabis Field.
I've heard this one. This is awesome.
Yep. Canada. Are you actually the news?
He is the internet.
I listen to Radio 4.
He's Johnny Mnemonic. I've told you
this before. Radio 4 and Radio 2 in the cars.
He's also got Burr.
I told you this before. He's the internet.
He's also got Burr on his Twitter as well. So any
it can't
Burr
be a fool.
So these Burrs.
Right, so hold on. Burrs guard a cannabis field.
Yep.
Fill me in.
It's in Western Canada. And police had a tip off that there was a marijuana field in near a farm. Obviously, because... Uh-huh. Can't just grow
I know for a fact already that part of the story is bullshit.
And thank you for that. That's the end of the story. Bear Week is over. Thank you very much.
It's red. Take it. Shut it down. Take away the big picture of the bear.
Shoot the bears.
Big stuff bear. Shoot the bears.
Shoot the bears.
Really, this should have been, even though this is a podcast, I'm going to set the scene. These are both in armchairs, in smoking jackets, holding whiskey, and there's a giant stuffed bear behind one of these, and an open fire.
Yep. And I'm always holding a rifle. Right, okay. So, without Nikki ruining it for everyone.
Carry on.
Yeah, Nikki.
So, the police were going to this marijuana farm because they got a tip off. And when they got there, they found 13 black bears strolling around.
Just out for a wee...
walk. A bear's walk. They just do a wee...
Amble.
We amble. Now, you'd think that bears were going to be like, "Here, seriously.
Cops?
Get away. Get away from a field of baggy.
Field of dreams.
But when they got there, the...
is that not something religious?
Field of Dreams is baseball.
It's a baseball movie.
Kevin Costner.
If you build it, they will come.
Right. Maybe that's it.
Stop it.
Oh, dear.
Dab it.
You're ruining Bear Corner.
Sullying Bear Corner.
Sorry, carry on.
So when they got there, the bears weren't aggressive. They were just like, "Huh? What do you want? Go on ahead. I don't really care."
Did you bring
chips? I reckon the birds have had a wee munch of the crop and gone.
Yeah, because the police said
they have a bigger nigger basket.
Pretty much.
The police were saying
that joke twice
that they were like, you know, humanized so that they didn't give a shit about people. Like, oh hi, how you doing?
Yeah,
they were stoned off their tits and they're going,
hi.
Did you bring me cake?
One of the wee birds had a wee sit down in the police car and watched them for a bit and went, I was boring him away. And just walked away.
You're not going to shoot anyone.
This is crazy.
Shoot Alfred, he's a dick.
What?
I'm being a stoned bear.
So these wee stone birds are just watching these police take away the 2,300 plants.
Right.
Destroying them. All that.
Poor wee bird must have been all sad watching
that. Yogi Bear tool up afterwards, you know, declare war on the cops.
Tool up?
Nah, they all moved into inner city. Wherever it was in
the bears.
They all moved out.
The high-rise apartments.
We'll have to get our blow somewhere else, so they probably hit the town looking for a dealer.
They moved into the projects.
In the projects.
Motherfucker.
And they couldn't find any, so they had to go in crystal meth.
Hey man, look, I'll give you a hug for a hit.
Do you reckon they'd have, like, they've gotten hats and are standing on the street corners going, we'll dance for a week.
Oh, brilliant. Yes. They're all wearing wee fezzes.
Yeah.
So that's my first story out of Bear Corner.
Do you ever remember that TV program Freakazoid?
Oh yeah,
and, like him and the cop were trying to work out, like, you know, trying to work out the details of a crime. They'd go and sit and watch a wee bear drive around in the car, and a wee thing.
Who is driving? Oh my god, bear is driving!
Do you remember that? No,
no.
It's really bizarre thing about.
I don't.
Kids' TV shows back in the day were weird.
Yeah,
now they're just bright colours. And here, by the way,
no violence.
Well, have you heard of a program called In the Night Garden?
Yeah.
No.
It's that weird one with like blue.
Iggle Piggle?
Piece of shit,
die. Like blue like piece of shit. Jizz.
In the Night Garden sounds like it could be about dogging.
It's a children's TV program.
Yeah, but it sounds like it could be about dogging. Like if it's on at like 4 in the morning, like for kids that are up really early, like, oh, this is up for, you know, adults that are up really late. But it's not.
I actually have no comeback for that. I'm just going to go, okay. It's Lee, give us a story about birds.
Talking about in the Night Garden, I used to work at the BBC, and there was a famous complaint that because there was these wee characters and they didn't speak, they would just go, and it was just gibberish, you know, we're like down and about. And one of them apparently went, fuck off! It wasn't even subtle. There's so many complaints about it, and like one of the guys in my work just had to watch episode after episode of In the Night Garden. And try and find it. It was stunning to watch.
Brilliant.
Did you find it?
I don't know. And then there was these wee characters. They were like wee family.
Hang on. Why don't you just go onto YouTube and stick In the Night Garden, fuck off into YouTube?
Will do.
Right, we'll do later. Aye, but there was these wee ones that just stand at the back going. It's quite entertaining.
That's not a bear.
It's a picture of a fat kid.
Did he say nipple bear?
That was a picture of Batman while he was saying that, right? So you decided you were like, oh, we would love some burr noises for a sting. So I was like, alright, typically go to YouTube, typed in burr noises, and that was the first thing.
Brilliant.
Scientific. Proving that the internet is no longer a tool for education.
But the writing before was like, these are burr noises that I recorded and they're really scary. And the pictures were like, it was a really good quality picture, and it was
some gay guy giving burr noises.
That's you know what? That's the Flabbergast mission. We're going to make that a YouTube hit.
Yes.
Because he's only got 394 views.
That's not enough.
That is so not enough. That's absolute genius. The fact that it's called Scary Bear Noises.
Brilliant. Lee, hit us with a bear story.
Sorry.
Oh, you've killed man.
Oh, dear.
Again.
The guy who made it, his YouTube tag is Voldemort's Nipple.
That's silly. Lee, hit us up.
Do you ever, like, wonder about him? About life.
I'm actually joking on this podcast.
So, yeah, I found this story, and I'll be honest, I was pretty tired because it was about an hour ago I looked for a story. I'm still pretty tired, and it was just a picture of a bear and kind of smug that kind of attracted me to it. Here, Ellis, I tell you what, you can be Terry Nuckins, and I'll be Michaela Strachan. And okay. It's like the really wise show. Okay.
The story of the bear were you attracted to?
What?
You said you were attracted to the...
The wee bear picture.
Like, you know, played that
a relaxed,
music
suave
in the background,
bear.
And you know, hearts in the eyes. And
the wee bear was like,
right. So you're going to go all really wild show on us?
Not really. No.
CBBC production, as well as dogging in the night guard.
Yeah, just fuck off, ITV. We don't care about you. Channel 4, you have your uses.
Right, so here we go.
So basically, in a zoo in Germany. Don't ask me how, but a child got into the bear enclosure.
Oh, I'm going to do Nikki on this. I read this story.
Did you read this story?
Yes, but it's edited to say it this time.
I genuinely did read this as well.
Some wee girl got into the bear pit, or what do you call it?
Bear pit will do, aye.
The bear zone. Bear enclosure.
Bear enclosure. And
bear.
The bear smacked the kid in the head.
Bam!
Like, pow!
So it was the bear version of get the fuck.
Get the fuck out of my house. So
fuck off, Goldilocks, we're done with your kind.
That's it. They don't want the whole, it's like, oh no, it's got the Goldilocks syndrome all over again.
She's gonna come in here, she's gonna mess with my bed, she's gonna eat my lunch. This is awful.
This is him talking to his wee bear mate, and he goes, be perfect. And he goes, well, Jeffrey, I think it would be perfectly justified for you to go up and smack that bitch up. Right.
So after he done that, after the bear hit it, the dad took revenge.
Hit it? That's disgusting.
Hit her, sorry.
So the dad took revenge?
The dad jumped in and tried to beat the fuck out of the bear. What?
Bear revenge!
I'm pretty sure... Man versus bear. There's only going to be one clear winner there.
Oh no, I've lost the thing.
There's only going to be one clear winner.
I believe that you, me and Johnny are experts in such yes. related
well,
fights.
Well, wouldn't say expert. If looking on videos on YouTube makes you an expert of things, then there's a lot of experts on the
line. Makes us experts on bear noises now, anyway.
Makes you more an expert than me. Who's never watched a video on YouTube about man versus bear.
You should.
Just type it in. There's plenty of them.
Bear versus cougar. Excellent. Bear versus lion.
Yeah, we yeah.
Bear versus snake.
That was a good night. Watching bear
hobo versus bear.
Well, that'd be a good one.
Oh, it'd be bum fights, except bum bear fights.
Bum bear. Oh, that sounds wrong. Bear bum fights. So how did this guy fare up to the bear?
Not very well. He got his leg injured.
Just his leg?
What about the bear?
Bear was fucked like. two stakers kicking the balls. He was down for the count. So they got evacuated, the kid and the dad, and they're both extremely lucky, to quote my sources, as we'll call them.
My bear sources.
My bear sources. I had to get my top bear man on this. But
he doesn't get much work.
The funny thing about this article
in a recession.
Was the not even about the bear and the dad going mano a mano, old-timey boxing. It was the fact that the police said that they're investigating negligence of the parents or the zoo.
And or the zoo.
So it's like somebody's to blame. We just don't know who.
We're German and therefore somebody must be at fault.
Well, I found out, I read the article as well, and the bear like attacked one of the zookeepers a couple of years before that. He was in feeding him and he's like, get the fuck, and he fancied a bit of the zookeeper instead of like whatever chai he was bringing in for him.
It's one angry bear.
Had a wee swipe at him.
Yeah, he's like a wee, he's like the Kiefer Sutherland of bears.
He sounds like he just needs a good buck, to be honest.
To be fair, to the dad in this situation, is that daughter can now never, ever do anything. Go, you don't love me. You know, whenever she's like a teenager and does that, he'd daughter like, reacting, he's like, fuck it, I beat the shit out of a bear.
And nearly got done by social services for it.
Yeah, wee bitch.
You wee bitch.
You're the reason I can no longer play college football.
You're like, you can imagine the...
I'm linking it back to Field of Dreams, tenuously.
You can imagine, like, in a few years' time, when the girl's dating someone, and he brings back the boyfriend to meet the dad, and the dad's like,
oh, do you remember that time I saved from a bear?
I beat a bear up. Just think what I could do to you. Type thing.
To win my daughter's love, you have to go beat
the
shit out of
the corner. Here, do you remember that time I saved from a bear?
This is the thing, we're all planning these scenarios, but if social services have their way, he ain't seeing that kid for a while.
Is the bear going to get custody?
And then the
the bear will get custody. I will raise you like my own. Don't know why the bear's gone Spanish all of a sudden. I will raise you like my own child.
I will raise you.
This is basically like
Ryan the bear.
German Jungle Book.
I was saying we just like, you know, they're doing all these modern adaptations of like Sherlock Holmes stuff.
Just Jungle and Booken.
We've just done. We just invented the modern adaptation of the Jungle Book.
Yep. Get to the jungle. Sorry,
What?
Bears don't live in the jungle, though.
No,
they live in the forest.
They live in forest.
Why was Blue in the jungle?
Because he was a rebel. He ain't give a fuck.
Maybe he's on holiday.
I think I referenced the podcast.
Flyby
type of podcast.
Fly bears.
You bear, you fly. I referenced a podcast the other week, the film Phil Jubitus podcast, and they, one of the questions on it was if you could read. We were talking about it the other week as well.
If he was gay, would he be a bear?
Yes.
Yeah.
You would be. He's a big hairy man.
He's
yeah.
a big lad. Hi. Bless you. One of their questions was if you could rewrite any film for the ending, what would it be and why? And he said he'd rewrite The Jungle Book, where Baloo went feral and just killed them all and fucked Bagheera with his exact words.
Baloo gets rabies and goes fucking mental.
Yeah, pretty much. Just eats Mowgli and bucks Bagheera at the same time.
And how's it go with that orangutan king? I wanted to have a go at him. Like,
what was the crack? Just came out of nowhere in the film.
King Lee.
He had a wee
song. It's because he's sticking his dick and everything. He's, you know, all big man because he's shagging everything. Because he did say he was the king of the swinger. So,
do you know? I never thought about that.
He can make a guest appearance in the night garden.
Dogging in the night garden.
Show them a thing or two. Literally, show them a thing or two. Here's my dick.
I think it's a score of the way by the police. Made this out of sex offenders register.
This sounds like we've been watching those that Hanna-Barbera or that Cartoon Network Harvey Birdman.
Yeah,
Tony Aloha. Have you ever seen it?
No.
It's like they got the company got rights to the old Hanna-Barbera cartoons, and he defends them in court. So it's like Fred Flintstone is like an alleged mobster, and like the intro's done like The Sopranos, like the music and everything.
Seriously,
and they've just cut clips out of the Flintstones.
Oh,
and it's him doing, you know, the driving up to his house thing from The Sopranos. And it's like Shaggy and Scooby are on like drugs charges and stuff like that. It's stunning, but all the animation's perfect because it's just.
Is it like a kid show?
No, it's definitely not a kid
show. It's on Adult Swim.
And what's it called?
Harvey Birdman. He's the attorney at law.
I'm watching this.
I've ordered the suit for
you have it?
This year.
Brilliant.
Right.
I have it. I'll lend you it tonight.
Excellent. But along with Lord of the Rings Risk.
This sounds like somebody, you know, they needed to be defending Baloo.
Yep.
On.
Dogging charges.
No, Baloo would be up for first degree murder and rape. And yes. What do you call him? Would be up on. I don't know.
Another king. Exposing himself to children in the garden.
The children go into it?
Well, I thought it was a children's TV show. Or is it a squiggly thing? Is he exposing himself to a squiggly thing?
We're touching on dodgy. We're Sully in Bear Corner here.
Yeah.
I forgot this is Bear Corner.
Bear Corner was soiled a long time ago.
I'm still in my smoking jacket, my gun. We're continuing on with Bear Corner.
Oh dear. Does anyone else have anything to add to Bear Corner before we leave?
Yes, we have one more story.
Oh, there's another Bear Corner story.
I demand a sting before we do it.
Absolutely. Just thought I'd try and slow the podcast down.
Yes, Bear Corner is still alive.
I thought I'd just, try and rise the tone.
Raise the roof.
Raise the roof.
Raise this roof, Nick.
Yep. So one last story for Bear Corner, and then the Bear Corny will officially be
closed,
retired.
Did you say Bear Corny? I heard Bear Corny there.
I'm corny.
corny.
Bear Corny. Bear Corny.
All right.
I have to make the joke. Don't put Bear in the corner.
Oh dear. He's dead now. Yep. So.
Patrick Swayze eyes.
Yep. So Jarhead. Is a nickname of a bear cub.
Was that not that film where they're like, let's go to war, and then we never did?
Now, can you guess why this bear cub got the nickname Jarhead?
Because he got a jar stuck in his head.
Exactly.
Is it like a regular Winnie the Pooh?
He is.
The pot of honey.
Yeah, I know you said that almost like, what do you call him? Yogi Bear. He's a regular Winnie Pooh.
Yeah, so this wee bear cub
dandering about Florida, as they do. Because birds go where they want. Because they're birds. They're class. And it sticks its wee head into this jar and starts licking away. And then it gets its head stuck.
What was in the jar?
Must have been honey or something sweet. In fact, it would be just so funny if it was honey. It doesn't actually say it was in the jar. But,
it'd be so funny if it was honey.
It got it.
Is that your contribution for tonight?
He's on.
Are you actually on, Lee? High on life.
Yep.
And, so 10 days the wee bear was stuck in the jar.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
10 days.
Is there a picture?
There must have been.
There's a picture of the wee bear, and it's got its head stuck, and there's another wee cub running away laughing.
It's a proper, bend on its head.
Yeah, and the other wee bear comes going, see you later, mate.
There must have been something, no pun intended, there must have been some good licking in that jar for 10 days to keep my life like.
Well, that's the thing.
Don't tell me he didn't make it.
No, he made it, don't worry.
Right.
Yay! This is the Blabbercast. This only has happy endings.
Here, no, you, with killer ants, and your story's like, about people dying and everything.
I don't remember this.
You morose bastard.
So the wee bear survived at 10 days without food or water, and they got the jar off eventually. Well, I'd say a bear is quite hard to trap, because as soon as it sees anyone, it goes, right, see you later. Especially if it's a cub. Now, if it was a big grizzly bear, we'd go, I'm going to take you on.
He'd be like, ignore the jar in my head, I'm going to fuck you up.
I'm going to use it as a weapon.
Bam!
I'm going to headbutt you.
So how did it get it off? Did somebody come and pull it off?
They disappeared for a few days, and they came back, and then they trapped it and got the jar off its head. Right. And obviously gave it a slap-up meal, because it deserved it after 10 days.
Slap-up meal?
I don't know what a slap-up meal for Gordon a bear Ramsay. Is. Or
courtesy of the jar's parents. We're sorry it abused you.
The jar's parents.
So they called it Jarhead after that.
What was the name before that?
Bear Cub. Bear Cub number 55, I don't know.
I'm off 55.
But there you go. So it's a nice wee happy bear story to end off Bear Corner.
To be fair, I wasn't very happy. I'm sure the bear's going, I was fucking starving.
Aye, but
yeah, I got the jar off its head, but it still had to go 10 days with the jar.
But it's like an anti-littering message. Don't litter the beautiful countryside.
That jar looked really useful. You could pitch it in that, like pennies.
Or bears.
Or
bear heads.
California. Here we go.
No,
it was
Florida.
Never mind.
Wrong coast. You're on East Coast.
Oh, that was a West Coast bear?
Yep.
No, we're on
East Coast. You're on West Coast.
West Coast.
Okay. All right,
you're on East Coast now. Wrong place. Completely.
Right.
Wrong type of bear.
Okay.
The bears on the West Coast are like bloods.
Did anyone else hear some drop? I hope my mother just didn't.
Let's just go check on you, ma.
Sure, right. I just heard a big
thubum.
You thought.
Mom.
Maybe a bear's made its way into the house.
Maybe it's the zombies.
Zombie bear.
Okay.
Shit.
Do you know the way everyone generically thinks that the Americans are a bit stupid sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
Not that they are, that's not what I'm saying. Well, there's this thing called, it's called the Mind List, and it's been being released since, like, I think 1999.
Right.
These two guys compile a list of things, like pop culture references. So, the article was, most US students think Beethoven is a dog.
What?
Yeah, it's, you know, the...
Rule over Beethoven, that one.
No, we... You can just join the list now.
No, that's what I'm talking about. There's the big St. Bernard Beethoven.
Yeah.
And then you have Beethoven that does all the symphonies.
No, who did the song, Rule Over Beethoven?
I know the Beatles did a version of it.
They used it in the film.
Did Beethoven not write that?
The dog.
The dog wrote it.
So anyway, because the article pretty much starts off like it's trying to take the piss out of Americans, but it's not. It's trying to point out that this thing called the Mind List shows you kind of how old you are. A couple of things that came up this year was that, so students who will be getting bachelor's degrees in 2014... never knew that Czechoslovakia ever existed. That Fergie is a pop singer, not a duchess. Clint Eastwood is a sensitive movie director, not Dirty Harry. Mm-hmm. And John McEnroe stars in TV ads, not a tennis court. stuff like that. So it's like they just compile lots of
how media changes their perception of different people according to when it was done.
Yep. That would be the Wikipedia reference for it, pretty much.
Thank you, Nicky.
For example, one that's not going to be on that is another BBC article I found. A quarter of Americans believe Barack Obama is Muslim, despite the fact that in the election campaign he talked about God an awful lot and talked about his Christian faith an awful lot, but a quarter of Americans think because he's called Obama he must be Muslim.
But I mean, I just thought it'd be really quite interesting to sort of put it in. Some of them are just silly. Like, for example, you know, it rapidly changing perceptions can change sort of. So the class of 2013, boxer Mike Tyson was always a felon.
Yeah.
But the students who graduated like 6 years before, Tyson was always a contender.
Yeah.
He was a legend, you know. So just stuff like that.
So it's kind of like Taz bars.
Us to be like, 10p. I remember when they were 10p.
Yeah, but like, they're not around anymore, are they?
Oh,
not?
It's just a caramel Freddo bar.
Yeah, so Taz bars have been gone for like a few years. But okay, we still remember.
The UK, who doesn't have Cadbury's, won't know what this is.
Screw them. It's the best kind of chocolate. But I've had your Hershey's. It's horrible.
It is horrible. It tastes like chalk.
It tastes like sick. And you'd know about that.
What other interesting facts? I want more interesting.
I can't be bothered reading the rest of the article, to be honest. I was just going to talk about things like, I remember when you'd be able to walk to the shop and for £1 you'd get a tin of Coke, a packet of crisps, a bar of chocolate, and you'd have like 2 or 3p left to get a giant strobe.
It was my parents' wedding anniversary last night, and we were having a reminiscing conversation, and I remember that from about the age of 8, my mum used to hand me £5 and go get me 20 silk cut. I used to be able to go to the shop at age 8 and buy 20 silk cut, and then she'd say, you know, get sweets with your change.
What shop sold you cigarettes?
Shops
at the age of 8?
The housing estate where I grew up.
Dear.
But they, like, you'd always go, these for your man or for you? Aye, they're from a man.
Of course not.
What's the word? To be fair,
either from a man.
Could you imagine, like, in the context of today's society, selling, like, you all worked in retail, so like you selling an 8-year-old.
Did he just talk down to us, by the way?
No, I did not talk down. You sound like my fucking girlfriend. Don't talk down to me. Edit that out.
She is shorter, to be fair.
We've touched the nerve.
Oh, no, don't tell her that. She's, as far as Leanne's concerned, she's the same height as us.
Same height as us?
Yeah, because we're all like the same height, pretty
makes
much.
Makes you sound like you're trying to crack. She's like a different species.
No, I never. Oh, you twisting my words. You're stop.
You're a horrible boyfriend.
No, I'm not. I'm excellent.
You still got that application up for your new teenage girlfriend?
No.
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 Put it down.
Yeah. The joke was lost.
It's not lost. It's the fact that you're looking.
It wasn't lost on you. It was lost on someone else.
Oh right. Oh, I see.
But what were we talking about?
We're talking about pop culture.
I used to go be able to buy fags for my mum, and I thought it was perfectly normal, but looking back at it, it's not perfectly normal.
No, it's highly illegal.
I know it's highly illegal, but it used to be okay, like 15 years ago, it was perfectly fine for you to do that.
I miss the lemonade man.
I miss the lemonade man. He was awesome, because what you would do is you get, you know, one friend, like when the lemonade man stopped. For people that don't know what the lemonade man is, the guy used to drive around with an open back truck, and he would have crates of lemonade in glass bottles.
Fell off the back of a lorry.
And you would leave the glass bottle of lemonade, and then you'd drink your lemonade, and you'd leave the empty bottle, and he'd take the empty bottle away and give you a full bottle. Great but service. What we used to do is that we used to, like, one kid would run up to the lorry, grab one bottle, and run off as he was parked, and the guy would, you know, peck it after the kid, and while he's pegging it after the kid, you and your mates unload as much of the lemonade as possible.
Oh my god! You're like,
come back.
So first of all, you were buying cigarettes underage for your man in inverted brackets.
Then I was knocking over trucks mafia style.
Yeah. another Sopranos reference.
Yeah.
This is the thing as well, is that we wouldn't even drink the lemonade, because what you would do is, because it was in the glass bottle, if you shook it up loads and loads and loads for ages and then threw it.
Oh, right.
Right, it would explode.
Who were you throwing it at?
No one, you just threw it.
They're like kids' Molotov cocktails.
Yeah, essentially, yeah.
So you were doing like smash and grabs? And then you were throwing them?
I was 8 years old. You know,
that guy.
I was led astray.
Roughing up pensioners?
No, I was always nothing but nice to pensioners.
Everyone else was a dick too.
Unless I had lemonade bottles and you're like, get your lemonade.
But, you know...
Was it any type of particular brand of lemon? Like, was it...
I can't remember, but it's just about being a kid. I remember, I think back now that this guy, you know, because he was an old guy in about his 60s, late 50s, early 60s, he's trying to make a living, and I feel quite bad for it now.
Yeah. It was Maine lemonade.
Did none of you ever do anything bad when you were kids then?
What did you say, sorry?
It was Maine lemonade.
The red?
No, that's the whole brand of the lemonade man was Maine.
Lemonade man was Maine.
Was like a wee sun with sunglasses?
Aye.
Was a wee fucking look good.
A sun sweating with sunglasses.
Oh no.
Just ignore the phone. Hold on. I'll try and make it. Oh.
Oh, it stopped.
I use my
mind. So none of you did anything bad when you were kids then? Not one thing. You never did anything
wrong. We didn't do smash and grabs and we didn't kill pensioners.
I know. You grew up in North Belfast, you know, like me, so you should have done some shit wrong.
No, I was a nice child. Still am. I obey the laws.
Back to the topic.
It wasn't that I didn't obey the laws, I wasn't aware of them. You know, when you grew up in that part of Belfast, you know, there is no law.
There were no laws.
Police didn't go there.
We had the grocery truck.
You're from the rich
potato
part of town.
Man.
And what?
You're from the rich part of town.
No, well, no, I didn't. I went to go and visit my family in another part of town. We didn't have any types of trucks. We just had the milkman, and that was it.
Yep.
We went to the supermarket to get all of our goods. No, there was a grocery.
We used to have the potato man and the egg man turn up as well.
No, potato
where
man.
The hell have you been?
This isn't cultural references. This is class references. over by my granny's house, you just be sitting and there's like literally it was just a big blue box on wheels, and you stepped up inside and it was an actual full on corner shop in the back of a van. It was class.
That's where I used to buy fags.
Yeah, yeah, and like they had like everything strapped in.
Yeah.
So you could drive about and it wouldn't spill.
Oh, so the other one's breaking the law then?
But you got...
Yeah. But what eventually happened to the one that I went to is that they left it parked outside overnight and then somebody stole the wheels.
Somebody stole the wheels?
Somebody stole the wheels so they could break into it every night.
Oh. Well, that's quite smart.
Hold on. Why would you steal the wheels? Why would you be like, okay, this is the plan. We'll steal the wheels and then we'll be able to break in every night.
Because they never put it back on the wheels again. It just sat there. But I remember the shop people being rattled.
So it just became a shop then?
Yeah, essentially, yeah.
And he just left it. Like, he didn't think about changing the wheels and then moving on. No. He was getting robbed every night. He'd come in in the morning.
Between your that shop on wheels and the, what do you call it? And the lemonade man. These folk weren't too clever.
No.
So he'd come in every morning, restock the whole place after getting cleaned out, and then he would clean out again, come in the next day,
he wouldn't get cleaned out. It would just be fags would get nicked, like some fags. Because I think whoever was thieving.
You're a child and you break in, you're going to steal everything.
You're going straight for the candies.
I don't think it was children, know, I think it was
candies,
like teenagers or
candies.
That.
Were you the North Belfast equivalent of Bugsy Malone?
No! I did not in any way knock over any shops. I stuck to Lemonade Man setting fires.
Is that your racket, was it?
Oh, right. What's this, setting fires?
Right,
now?
Again, something we were talking about last night is that we had like a den type thing in this, trees, like this like area of trees, like it was a raised area of trees behind railings. You climb up the tree roots into this area that was completely blocked off, and we put down tarpaulin that to keep it dry. But we put slate.
Never
and
mind.
Bricks.
Bugsy Malone here. Mini bar grill.
Yeah. Right. What we did was we got bricks and then we got roof slates. That we
I love the way you're looking at going, yeah, roof slates. Yeah. And I'm like, right.
Okay. I know you'd set a fire underneath.
You just keep going.
Yeah. I'm going to keep going. And you set a fire underneath the slate tile. And then what you do is you get an egg that you'd also nicked from the egg man. And you'd stick it on the tile and you could fry the egg on top of the
bricks. Oh, you didn't eat it?
Yeah.
Wash it down with some freshly stolen lemon. Have a wee fag afterwards.
My parents did not need to feed me at all or look after me, you know.
Have many of your stolen fags.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
I don't know.
I wasn't a feral child. I thought all this was normal because I grew up in a shithole in North Belfast and I thought that this was perfectly normal because all the kids were doing it and I just thought this is what children do.
This would be the...
Which is now where I have my...
This would be the prologue to your B movie and you'd be like... I thought I was a normal kid. Growing up on these streets was pretty tough. Looking back. And then it would montage you... like
frying eggs on slits.
Frying
and
eggs on slits.
Bricking the lemonade man.
I never bricked anyone.
Setting fire to the lorry that carries the lemonade.
Killing pensioners. Oliver Twist. Is your dad vegan? Right.
Shut up.
Consider yourself.
All because you grew up, you know, in you know, Desperate Housewives.
The leafy suburbs.
Suburbs.
The least
Mysteria Lane. Funny, I showed my American friend Caitlin our street, and she was like, "Oh, it looks like
it does Mysteria a bit look like Mysteria Lane."
Well, it was you said that
a
when
bit
we
smaller,
were
but yeah,
maps, much smaller and less plastic surgery.
But we're still, you know, recording in your conservatory.
Yes.
Yes, your rather large conservatory.
All right.
That's great.
So I'm not a teenage girl, so I won't fit. I don't fit the bill.
Yeah.
The fuck were you out about?
I don't know. Don't know how we got on there. Do you know what as well is that I hope to God I can't be prosecuted for crimes I committed when I was an adult.
And it's still recording.
I thought you'd stop.
Whoa, there's a moth. Oh, it's not a moth. It's a daddy long legs.
Daddy it's long not legs. A dragon. Daddy long's a crane fly.
He literally went, "Don't mind me, I've come through." Just went pew, pew, pew across the table.
Why are you in your pyjamas?
Why am I in pyjamas?
Why did you look at me when you said that?
I was just looking confused. Around. Why are you in your pyjamas?
Because I'm very comfy.
The section you off thing, you're like, "Here, just want to slag off my trousers." Was the exact mumbling.
Should we describe the ensemble that Leah's wearing today?
Can't even utter it.
It's fashion with Gogwa in here.
Yeah. We have some sort of polo shirt type thing. What is it? What is it? It's a, it says Jack on it. And then you have your Call of Duty Modern Warfare trousers and your Crocs.
To be fair, they're not trousers, they're like pajama bottoms.
Yeah, they're pajama bottoms.
And he's wearing a pair of Crocs. Now, we all know how I feel about Crocs.
Funny.
We all know how the internet feels about Crocs.
Yes.
And humanity in general.
I didn't realise they were such a taboo.
Yes, they are.
That's you, Lee, pushing the boundaries.
That's it.
You and what is mental decent? People wear them. In fact, maybe that's just the same group.
Challenging the norm. He's a rebel without a cause.
He's a rebel with a pair of Crocs. Here, right, so, see when you originally got those Call of Duty, what are they? Pantaloons?
Lazy boys.
Lazy boys?
Is that on a chair?
Oh, no, Long Johns, that's what I'm thinking.
I don't know. Yes, Long Johns,
that's a completely
lazy boys.
Wrong thing. Sorry, I just associate lying down on the comfy sofa with, you know, comfy trousers.
With lazy boys.
Lazy boys. Oh, can we actually comment about Tottenham this week playing a team called the Young Boys
of Wankdorf.
Yeah.
Of Wankdorf,
yep.
Your wee football team playing the Young Boys.
Getting spanked by the Young Boys in Wankdorf.
I'm sure the Sun had an absolute field day with the puns.
It was brilliant.
Right, so yeah, these trousers, you posted a picture of it on YouTube and I was like, they're not real. They literally are not real.
No, they're real.
Yeah, it's just like... They
say. Where'd you get them from?
So pretty much America. To describe them...
No, who got them from America?
My mum.
Hi, mum. What do you call it? Clevercast, like, posting on the website this week is going to be full of, like, videos and then per your kecks. Or a picture of your kecks.
You.
As modelled by you, with your Crocs on.
Awesome.
You disgust me.
You disgusting man.
But yeah, it's pretty much a camo and says Modern Warfare 2.
Yep.
Right. I'm the only one slagging them. Can anyone else get in on the act?
The only thing I can think of is that when my mum went to New York once, and when she was in New York, she didn't think at all.
Are you regressing back to your childhood?
No, because when she went to New York, she didn't think at all. It's like the whole point she went to New York was to get away from us. But your mum goes to New York and buys you Call of Duty trousers.
And dropped you off in the Italian quarter and you get trained up in the mafia.
Back off.
Memories just went
back to the trousers.
Black and white there.
Back to the trousers.
So here, are we going to finish our challenge?
Yeah, I haven't really thought anything. So
the McDonald's challenge?
Yeah, Nikki... Did you think of any inappropriate advertising?
I have one.
Right.
In India. The Hindu burger. We take your god and we take some cheese and we take yogurt and different cow-based product and we mix it all up into one big Hindu burger.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
That would sink like a fucking brick.
Yes, definitely would. You've described yours as risque-ly.
Yeah, it's not sexy, though. In fact, it's far from it. And I couldn't think of it from McDonald's, so I shifted to another fast food branch.
Okay.
So, KFC, the Iraq... The Iraq? The Iraq! Iraq doing buy one get one free on the Tower Burger. Or not Iraq, Afghanistan. Or
Afghanistan doing on the Tower Burger. Oh dear.
I know.
Hang on, explain this to me, why buy one get one free on the Tower Burger? Why is that?
Well, two Tower Burgers.
Oh no.
That's very laboured and quite offensive. Ellis.
Dear, I've
you
come
save
up
the challenge.
I've come up with the new to McDonald's, the bulimic burger.
Right.
It comes in small bites.
Uh huh.
So it's easy to put
Burger
down.
Burger King already have that.
But and easy to come back up again.
Right.
And the toilets in the restaurant will be extra big so that you don't miss. You get it all down.
And does it come with a wee lollipop stick to stick down your throat?
Yeah.
That's pretty grim.
And the Burger King already have those. Sorry. You know the little kind of the six type Angus?
Aye. They're kind of like those.
The
only
Burger King well heavy.
They're already chewed for you so you don't have to bother chewing it. You just sort of swallow it and it comes back up again. And then they give you a wee mint afterwards so you have a nice fresh breath. When your mum says, oh, did you enjoy your burger? You'll be like, yes.
Did it say, can I be excused in the box?
Yes. For those that like the taste of burger but don't like the fat. That's mine.
Oh, that was quite
good. That's a good slogan as well.
That was quite good. Your McDonald's will be on the phone. They'll be on the blower.
They'll be. Hey, we heard about your idea. We like
wah,
it.
Wah, gee, wah. We want this idea and we want it now. Wah.
So on, you must have thought of one.
I didn't, because all I did was spend the whole time thinking about all the ridiculous characters that McDonald's have.
Yes.
Like,
what was that? What was Grimace? What the fuck was Grimace?
Grimace.
I finally woke it up a bit now.
He literally was a big purple testicle. He does look like a big gonad.
So you had a clown, a thief.
Can I ask
a big
question
purple ball?
Here?
You had the Hamburglar to give him his right name.
Well, yeah, he's just a thief.
Ronald McDonald.
I need to pitch a question. Man. I'm going to pitch it in a public audience for those people that have asked the same question and their minds been too embarrassed to ask
Nicky,
it.
Sorry, Nicky, we weren't having a
and I'm asking it to Lee because you have the English degree.
Yeah, we weren't.
But it is to do. It is to do.
Oh, right, well.
To grimace. It is in a book. Like, the such and such grimaced. What the fuck is a grimace?
Is it not when you've got a really tricky shit? You grimace.
I'm clearing my throat here. The Grimace is a large purple character who was first introduced in November 1971 as the Evil Grimace.
That dude was not evil. He was
there you go. See, he's the big purple one.
Right, and what did he do?
What was his superpowers?
Why is he called the Evil Grimace? This may help answer my question.
It doesn't actually say. There's quite a lot of blurb about him. I thought it would just explain what he was and what he did. But no, there's a whole storyline. Like where he was born and...
Where was he born?
How his mother and father were killed in a bomb and... He's now an orphan and he has to make his way up from the mean streets.
Was he mates with Nicky?
Might have been.
He's not going around in Nicky's gang.
So you have...
the little rascals.
You've also got... you've of course got Ronald McDonald.
Okay.
He's the big...
Are you going through all the characters? Yeah.
Aye.
Right, there's Hamburglar.
Yeah, the Hamburglar, yep. We've got...
He was really camp. He was more like a turd burglar.
A turd burglar. And then we have Sunday, who was Ronald's dog. If you remember that.
Did he have a big throw as well?
It doesn't give you a picture, no. It's just text.
I do not remember Sunday, no.
You have Birdie the early bird.
Aye, Birdie was weird. She was the breakfast bird.
Aye. You have Major...
Here. Have you seen that video of your woman freaking out over not being able to get McDonald's in the morning?
Yeah.
Oh.
You have the Mayor Burger, or Mayor McCheese.
That's right.
Officer Big Mac.
She's a Big Mac for a head, and then... In a police uniform?
Do you remember the was it Felby guy that did the whole Officer Big Mac? I'm still stuck in my police costume.
And then another one comes back later and he's like, no, I actually look like this.
There's actually millions of characters. It's
remember Burger King's versions? It was then just fucking kids with stupid glasses and like
you know what they were? They were a mixture between and there was they were trying to be all diverse, so they had a black kid and a guy in a wheelchair.
Ginger.
And stuff.
Yeah, it was one in the wheelchair with the glasses.
And then there was Chucky from
Hold on.
That was the one in the wheelchair.
Oh, right, okay.
Hold on.
He got a bad wheelchair.
Oh, Alice
Hold on. The Grimace is Irish.
What?
The Grimace is of Irish descent, and he had an uncle called Uncle O'Grimacy. And he was created in 1977 to celebrate St. Patrick's Day with the annual appearance of the Shamrock Shake.
So Uncle O'Grimacy comes along with...
Aye.
Is he a green Grimace?
Does he go around knocking the shit out of people?
He's a variant of the Grimace design... Is that he is green instead of purple, sports a frock coat covered with several four-leaf clovers, and carries a shillelagh. Oh my god.
So he does actually go around beating people
He's
with
He's actually just the stereotype of an Irish leprechaun.
I have to say, I'm quite pleased with my challenge. It's brought up all this excellent information.
I really want to find an advert with a minute so I can hear the
Grimace.
Ooh, wee, my shillelagh, hoo. Shamrock Shake.
to YouTube.
Not right now.
There you go. We learned something today.
Sunday the dog. I don't remember him now.
Not only the McDonald's.
I remember the wee creepy bird. And like in
wee creepy bird.
Right. You notice none of the McDonald's characters ever blinked.
They didn't.
They're all.
They're too afraid to blink.
I actually want to see if there's like a picture of them all. I want to see what this Uncle O'Grimacy looks like.
Let's Google Uncle O'Grimacy.
See what comes up.
I've got the McDonald's grimace.
Aye, but here, no, we're talking about the guys that Burger King have. The Mick Kids, I believe they were called.
Yes.
Oh, no, that's... No, no, that's...
Well, that's
not
like the...
That's
the
McDonald's.
No. Oh, what were they called, actually?
Mick Kids, that was a game. That was the McDonald's
I
game.
Know there were the Mick Kids and there were the McGuys as well.
Yeah, yeah.
There were characters. I'll look up what the Burger King ones were called. Carry on.
Yeah, there was a wee dog that had a wee class outfit. And there was a guy with a big visor and stuff in Burger King.
The guy with the big visor, Jordan LaForge.
Technical interlude for the Burger King kids. Do you know what they were like? Do you remember, were they called the Night Stealers or Night Dreamers? And they flew about on a bed and like help people with their dreams. Do you remember that cartoon?
No idea. What the
they
fuck
were just called.
What are you on about?
They were just called the Kids Club.
And Kids obviously is spelled with a Z.
And does Club have a K on it?
Wasn't that rad?
Does Club have a K on it?
No.
Then it would have been KKK, you spiff. The BKKK.
You from Burger King, the BKKK.
There you go.
And there was,
done.
There was, just this is like, brilliant. This
does
is
it come in a wee tent shape? Obviously.
There's a wee dog.
Wee white tent shape.
There's a wee dog, there's two black, there's a black fella, there's an Indian fella, there's a ginger, there's a blonde, there's a nerdy ginger. There's a blonde jock guy, and then, of course, the token wheelchair.
So the wheelchair bloke wasn't ginger with glasses?
No, the ginger one, sorry, yeah, he looked like chocolate.
He's a wee professor bloke.
Aye.
Yeah.
Professor!
Kidvid.
There's Kidvid.
Oh, yes, I remember Kidvid.
Kidvid was the guy with the visor.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You had Snaps, who was the one that took photographs.
That's right.
You had Jaws, who was the black guy. You had Wheels. You had Wheels, who was obviously the guy in the wheelchair.
You called him Wheels?
You should have called the dog Wheels.
If you called someone in the wheelchair Wheels, then you'd be carted off and fucking beaten to death.
A good friend
Harriet
of mine
Harbin.
Who's in a wheelchair, his nickname's Blaze. Because he blazes about the place in his wheelchair.
You know, there's Boomer, who was the other guard. There was IQ, who was the wee smart one.
Yeah.
And then there was Lingo, who was the Indian fella.
What do you call the dog?
JD.
Lingo?
Yeah, Lingo.
JD was the dog.
JD was the dog.
Johnny
Lingo,
dog.
I don't know
Jack
why he's called
Jack
Lingo.
Jack Daniels.
So there we go.
The Burger King kids were shite. Because I remember McDonald's always got like whatever the big kids movie blockbuster, they got the toy for it.
Yeah, yeah.
And Burger King got the kids just being dicks.
Yep.
Yeah, but Burger King had better burgers, so...
Well, that's true.
They can win shite.
And then... And then you had just the Colonel for KFC.
Aye.
It's
going
to rain!
He didn't
chicken!
He didn't do anything fancy.
Do you remember Julie's Kitchen from Belfast?
Yeah.
And it looked like Pippi Longstocking. And do you never notice, right? From no one will know if you, unless you're from Belfast. Was Julie's Kitchen anywhere else apart from Belfast?
Nope. I don't think so.
The one behind the counter would say, "What's yours?"
I'm looking
at Belfast, like, but no, the wee picture of Julie from Julie's Kitchen, her like pigtails on her head were like flying up in the air. It was like she'd done a big fart and her pigtails went up in the air.
Can I just say I searched for Julie's Kitchens on Google her and a wee picture of a llama came up. And it's a llama.
You thought was sausage,
but it's a black and white like spotted llama. It looks like a cow.
Might be an alpaca.
A what?
Alpaca.
That's what I wanted to see. There's an actual picture of a Julie's Kitchen, and it's a big, horrible-looking mess of
from
chips
Belfast.
And sauce. It's horrible.
What's yours, love?
Excellent stuff.
That was a really
so
long
that's
one.
That's it.
I'm afraid that's the end of this season, anyway.
I hope we entertain.
What have we learned over this season?
Oh, my God. Nothing.
What can you remember? What's your funniest moment from this season?
Probably getting other people on actually, and them telling stories about you.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Because it was just
you and your spoon of sick, so-called spoon of sick. That's not the bait.
The lies. lies.
Yeah, but the fact remains there was sick.
I had sick, yes. Let's not remind people. I would probably have to go with Johnny's faux pas. I really wish Johnny could have been on this one as well, but he's away.
Muscle Brown.
The sex swing.
No, the sex swing, that was a good one. But that wasn't actually it. I just forced that into the podcast. No. Talking about Muscle Brand.
Yep.
It was this wee Freudian slip.
Yep.
And then became a character, Muscle Brand. You still need to Photoshop Muscle Brand.
I do need to Photoshop
Mr. Muscle and Russell Brand together.
Yep.
And what was the classic line? He goes around cleaning out women's bits.
Yeah. Horrible.
Probably that, or Simmer Down Bennett.
So, oh, Simmer, no, actually, Simmer Down Bennett was.
Probably be quite good. Lee, do you remember?
Bucking in the Ganges.
Yes.
That was a film that we were going to make.
Yep.
Who's going to be in Bucking in the Ganges?
Everyone in Liverpool, apparently.
Well, I don't remember.
It was when you were talking about the Liverpool porn suite. But you thought we were trying to explain or ask you, do you mean is it a porn suite where they make porn or is it a porn suite where they show porn? And you're like, yeah.
And you wouldn't answer.
And then you thought the article meant Liverpool gets porn suite. With a comma.
Oh, that was a great episode.
It's like, actually, Mark Horgan, who was on a couple of weeks ago, I've never told you this story before, but. And I don't know why he told us, because it's now stuck with us for like 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody emailed him, right? And so to read the email aloud, it said, "Hi Mark, this is John, brackets, your class," right? As in, I was in your class.
Aye.
And apparently he told us. And he was like, when I read it, I just... It's brilliant. Pretend we're there, he's like, "Hi Mark, John, your class," and he just went to himself on his own in his room. "I am class." So that is now stuck with our friendship.
It's exactly the reaction
for
you
a
need.
Very long time. "I am." So just now, when you don't go, "I am class."
Is he what do you call him from Give My Headpiece?
Hey.
The uncle.
Everyone's the uncle from when I do my impressions. They're either the uncle or your one from the chip shop. "What's yours, love?"
So Nicky, what's your favourite moment?
I know, I really enjoyed Ryan's foray, or whatever you call it, foray into podcasting.
Yeah, Ryan will be back with us for a full episode, I'm sure.
I was buckled over after it was active.
Buckled over?
Yeah, you know, like...
How you buckled over?
Is that the noise it makes?
Like you're having a fart.
I can't remember any specifics
like
he actually said.
With a fart.
I can't remember anything he actually said, but I remember my face hurting with laughter.
Uncle O'Grimacy.
Hardy hady ho.
Brilliant.
It's been awesome. I really enjoyed it. Yep. The podcast's going to go away for, what do we reckon?
A month, month and a half.
I'd say
until you get yourself settled.
Yeah, it's going to be, let's see, we're on, what are we on, second last week of August?
Yep.
I'd say you're talking toward the end of September.
Yeah, well, I got to go to Texas.
You're in Texas.
2 weeks.
And I'm moving to Liverpool.
And we have to figure out how to get this in Skype and all that working.
Yeah. I need to do that in the next
So bear with us.
I need a good night's kip.
What?
I need a good night's
we
kip.
We need to do that tomorrow. Then that's our job tomorrow.
I've got plans tomorrow.
So you do. Right, well, everyone, thanks very much for keep supporting us. We're going to put up the whole first season so we can get everyone educated from the start. Because... Season 1 didn't have that many running gags, but Season 2 has been absolutely strewn with them.
Strewn.
Well, Lee... Foggy and Gundry!
Is that another only running gag?
No, there's other running
gags. My whole life's a running gag.
It's hardly a gag, because any time anyone listens to it, you watch the reaction, you're like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Lord anyway. Jesus, would you put that to bed already?
Put it to bed.
Stop saying that. No, this one's been like, we've been referencing other episodes and stuff. So it's been running.
Muscle Brand.
Running gags and stuff.
So to get all these jokes, go back and listen to the whole season. They're all available on iTunes. We've stopped doing the archive on the SkyDrive thing because it's a load of peach.
Load of peach. What's yours, love? Load of peach. Don't sweat. Salt and vinegar on that.
Brilliant.
I thought you said peach.
Anyway, this is just slowly we're all falling asleep. Keep telling all your mates, because we'll not grow at the moment, because we don't do any advertising. Which I have to say, hand it to all you like, because we've got quite a few
followers,
subscribers, and downloaders and stuff, because the website we use is very difficult to tell how much we've actually got, because it only gives you the raw number. It only gives you for downloads.
Yeah, yep.
Downloads is off iTunes or directly from our host site, thejellycast.com. People then can stream it as well, but isn't technically counted as a download.
So we have no idea how many people we have listening.
Quite a lot. I know that we have roughly about 200 downloading each episode.
Do you know that the Sultan of Dubai listens?
The what?
The Sultan of Dubai.
Hold on. Dubai or Dubai?
Well, Dubai.
Where's Dubai? Dubai sounds like a flea market run by Jews. Dubai! It's like Best Buy run by Jews.
It's like the cheap knockoff version of Israel.
Best Buy is probably run by Jews.
Oh, no, that's not good.
Let's
not go down this road. Let's not end it on a
anti-Semitic note here.
Yep.
Come on.
I'm not being anti-Semitic. They run things good.
Unless Mel Gibson's listening, like, and then he'd be our number one fan.
Jews, they run things good.
That's my endorsement for the Jewish workforce.
Suddenly Mel Gibson's just subscribed to us.
Hold on, so the Sultan of Dubai?
Yeah, we don't really.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Who got you there?
I would like someone to find out who our most famous listener is.
I know who it is. It's his dad.
No, I want our most, whoever's like, so Mark Horgan sitting at home going, I am class. Yeah. He'll email him going, I am class. Whoever thinks that the most famous person should email stories@theflabbercast.com.
And justify why you're the most
greatest.
Famous. It'd just be Mark Horgan, forward that letter. See, I am class. Folks, it's been amazing. My name's Niall.
My name's Nick.
6-0.
Hey.
I've been Lee
Foggy and Country.
Yep.
And I've been Chris Ellis.
To lead us out, we've got an awesome local artist
promoting local talent.
You could say
this
that.
Is an absolute
we have to find out, is he serious or is this a party?
No, he's definitely serious. Are you
no
cue it up there, Ellis, and we'll talk over it until he
will do
until he thinks.
I need to know where my speakers are in this thing though.
It's up in the corner.
Up in the corner,
I don't know, just generally point your mouth there. Here we go.
You have to sample this to get it done properly.
It's down in there, dude.
Oh, he's awful.
My name is Curly, not Billy, and I look out a 5-foot willy, but you can this unless you give me a kiss. Holy fuck, I need a piss in the best in the west. Don't fuck about the next one, so chest. I might even hit you a ding face, cause DJ Curly's rocking this place. Kicking the beat, smell your feet. Here we go.
What?
That's it. That literally is. He doesn't rap again, does he?
No, that's it.
Some spies and beats from Belfast.
Gotta say, at least he's trying to be creative.
Wow.
Rather than destructive, which is what most of them are.
You're a good example.
Hells yeah.
Right, we'll see you all next season.
Cheerio, everyone.
Bye.
Stay classy.